They're at $1.185.
So $1 million.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not that much.
No, it's not. I thought there was a 1.8. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So $1 million on land and $7,550.
Blake, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We apologize that we're late. We're just having kind of an end of session, so we got everything crammed together. Do you have a minute?
Well, I do, but I tell you what, I had this set up for my colleague, Emmanuel Edwards, to take care of this hearing. I'm actually not ready for the hearing at this moment.
We had gotten
the word to y'all to call him instead of me.
Well, we just called somebody else on that other line, other number we had, and they said that we needed to talk to you. What? Okay, so we do have a different number. Just a second.
And I don't have it in front of me. I'm actually in my car, so I apologize. I don't have it right here in front of me.
All right, no, I've got it, and I don't want to talk about it on the word broadcasting. So the assessor just... We've got an email that has the number, so we'll call the third number now.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry to put y'all through that, but if you would, please call Emmanuel, if you will.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good, nice to you.
All right.
Oh, there, we just... Thank you.
Third number.
Hello, this is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, David Akers, the Taney County Board of Equalization. We hope we've got the right person this time.
Yes, this is it.
Okay. We went through it. You're the third one we've called. So we've looked at your information. You've got a cost approach here. It's down from the assessor's appraised value is $8,036,810, and you're asking for $7,810 on the building, and then on the parking lot portion. The assessor has you at $1,185,704, and you're asking for an even million.
Yes. Give me one second here. Give me like 2-3 minutes. I'm just walking right back to my office.
Yeah, I think. I mean, those numbers are from the materials that you had sent to us. We got the cost approach, and so just was yeah, but that's fine. Just.
No. That's not the issue. I just want to get to my computer before I start speaking. That's all. How have you guys been going? I know you guys have been held up.
Yeah, it's fun towards the end of the session here.
Okay.
Indicated as to total value.
I apologize again.
It's all right. We're pretty late in calling you, so...
I'm just logging on right now.
And so he's going to be one of those ones who got a card that was higher, and now it will be gone down.
Oh, okay. So the value on our sheet may not be right.
Say it again.
Okay. Just one second. There's a substantial. Well, their values are actually just below what we have on here that they're wanting. One thing we wanted to correct.
624.
With you, are you at a point where we can talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The assessor had sent out cards before there was a factor change and some reductions, so you didn't have notice of that. I think your card actually said $8,641,135. The assessor actually has you at
$8,036,810. Yep. Okay. Yep. So I was taking a look at it recently. And I did see that improvement value. So I think that the total will be pretty much $9.2 million pretty much.
Yep.
That is correct.
Okay.
Is that? I mean, given that there was that error on your card, are you wanting to withdraw, or are you still wanting to argue based on the materials you provided?
Yeah, we would still like to go with the further along with the appeal with the materials that we provided.
Okay, and it's my understanding you're asking for $7,810,000 using a cost approach indicated as a total value here, looks like.
Yes, I'm confused.
Or is it $7 million base building cost, site improvement? Okay. Well, I'm looking at the yellow. You've got it highlighted as yellow on page 4 of your cost approach. It says
$7.8 million, correct?
Is that what you're asking? That's just trying to verify what number you're asking for on that.
Yes.
$7,810,000. Okay. And on the parking lot portion, and what's the basis of reduction in the parking lot portion, which is the...
On the parking... So I'm not exactly sure. On the parking lot portion, we can leave that value at $1.185.
Okay, so you want to withdraw BOE 625? Or do you want a ruling?
Sure. Yeah, let me make sure. Yeah. So we would like to withdraw that 1.1. What's the parcel number ending in that one?
050.011.
Yes, sir. We would like to withdraw that one.
Okay. So we're dealing with parcel 050.003L.
Correct.
Okay. And what's the difference in... Do you know in the cost approach that the assessor took versus what you took? Do you have any, or do we know?
I wasn't able to see. So let me just provide a little bit of background. I'm just getting this case as of last week. So that's probably why I had to give a couple calls to get to me. And so I did not see the copy of your guys' Marshall workup. Our cost workup, but I do know that our workup comes from Christopher Marshall Insulin Evaluation Service cost schedule. We have this building as a Class C average. I think the biggest thing here is where we're looking at our depreciation. We just believe that, just going with what we have in Marshall, and this would be kind of a more fitting for the value.
Have you seen the cost analysis that they've got?
I'm looking at this right here, and so where we're differing a little bit, he withdrew
the
land, He withdrew the land, which was just the land. That's not the parking lot.
Yeah, it's not much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The land is just land, unimproved land. That's what he withdrew on.
Okay.
So on our assessment, the store itself comes with light poles, asphalt, concrete, more lights and concrete. So that would all be added in. And so that's where you come up with the higher number, which would put him on the Marshall and Swift at $8,949,000. And we are at, as we pointed out, $8,036,810. So we are actually lower than Marshall and Swift, which I knew we'd have to be, because Marshall and Swift is, if they used it recently, it's very up to date. This one says as of January 1st, 2025 on Marshall and Swift.
Okay, so when you run supposedly the same program, you're coming up with $1 billion more.
No, we're coming up with less. Oh,
yes. A second.
Yeah, give me a second here. The workup I have is a little bit different than that, and I'm actually coming up with a different number.
In the cost approach, you guys are basically...
Basically,
the appraised value is only $200,000. The assessor's appraised value that they have you at is $8,036,810. So it's $200,000. Excuse me.
No, it's $900,000 difference. He's higher by $900,000. Okay. Where your difference is we have him at a 90% physical condition. He's dropped it to a 26% physical depreciation.
So it's depreciation.
I thought you said you were at
$8,036,810. Is that wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're at $78,010.
No.
They're at the eight million, nine forty-nine, and then they depreciate down at the bottom.
Right, so then they put their depreciation.
So $7,000,000.
And they're trying to add the land into that. We're not putting the land in there at all. So when you go, he's saying his cost, total building and site improvements, are $8,949,000. And ours is...
Right about that.
Just lower. It's $900,000 lower. Then he adds his stuff at the bottom.
Honestly, I am not seeing the same cost approach that you guys are looking at. Is there any way I can...
Okay, the 7.8 is a projected.
Okay.
Well, no, this is tax year 20.
No.
So can we do this? Can I send the workup to the assessor right now via email? Can we release from my work off that one?
I thought we already had that.
This was the attachment that I had that went with this parcel. We got all in one email.
We have an attachment.
So there's two of them in there. There's a 2024 one and a 2025 one.
Sorry, we're just talking about. Okay, this is the 20. This is the 24.
And this has land in it too.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'm going with this number here because that's just the building for depreciation. That's his total building and site prep. Which is comparable as apples to apples.
I think we have what they've sent us before, which is the cost approach.
I don't have that one, personally. It's not something that I submitted. And the one that I have right now does not have, the cost approach value that I'm coming up at is 7.564.
Okay, well, they actually have that one. This one was a projected, apparently, for... The one I was looking at was a projected, so we do have that 7.5, I believe. Just a second. They just showed it. Okay, this is the one. 7. They're reviewing it. We're just talking. I understand you don't have.
So he's not questioning the land value, or is he?
We would like to keep the land value the same and pretty much process the, or just kind of really figure out how to get to an agreement on an improvement value.